And welcome everyone to another Tuesday afternoon here in America, Tuesday evening in Ireland, Scotland, and the UK and elsewhere in the world. I'm Stephen Roberts and this is Cancel the Cabal. As most everybody can see, I am live on the live stream, and I'm also live on the radio. I'm on PSN Radio, and I'm also on peoplesinternetradio.com. So, as everybody can see on the screen, I have Tressa Graves and Sam Hamilton with me, the diva herself.
Diva!
Hello, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great now that we're talking to you.
Yeah.
Feeling better. Been having a lot of good things happening. Yesterday we did a contest, and
it was fun.
It was so funny because, like, at the last minute, people were coming in saying, hey, where's this contest at? Because I was going to announce the winner at, like, 5 o'clock.
And they're like, hey, wait, I haven't gotten in yet.
So I didn't announce the winner until, like, 7:30, 8 o'clock last night. And a lot of people are shocked because the winner come from Wisconsin.
And for anybody who's not aware, she hates Wisconsin.
So it's only fitting the winner should come from Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
It's karma.
Yeah. But that was pretty cool to actually have the winner come from Wisconsin. So it was cool. And then I announced I have another contest going. This contest is for a free signed copy of the Sawgrass Footpath. We can't get the whole banner in, but the Sawgrass Footpath right there, I'll sign it and send it out to the winner. And what I'm doing with this is I want someone to do like a video, maybe like a little book trailer, have something in it about my books, me, them, make it fun, make it scary, do whatever they want to do with it, and send it to me. And the winner gets the signed copy of the book, and it'll also go up on my website once that's up and ready to go, and all my social media sites.
That's cool.
That's really pretty cool. Yeah. So, and I'm hoping the website's going to be up and running by the end of next week. I've got someone working on it for me, which makes it easier for me because I've had a lot I've had to do over the past few weeks. I've been really, really busy with writing and doing other things as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I've also got my store up. Finally, people can go in and they can purchase the Sawgrass Footpath. They can get The Lady in the Backyard. That one's an audiobook. And they can also pre-order 50 Shades of Graves, which I've got it, I think, for $13.99 right now. And once it's out, it'll be like $20, so they can get a pre-order now on that one.
Get a deal.
And that one's based off a book of short stories. Everyone's heard me talk about it in the past. Steven's got, I sent him some screenshots, so he should have a screenshot of the book cover. Sent him a screenshot of the Sawgrass as well. So, but it is so cool to come on and talk about everything that's happening. Like with the contest yesterday, my Facebook page is really taken off. I've gotten, what did I get? Like, I got over 300 new friend requests since I've been back out. In the past, in like 2 days' time, I was just sitting there all day accepting friends, which that was kind of cool to see everyone come in. It's like I go in and someone asks me to be a friend, and then I'll post, thanks for the request. A happy haunt. And then their friends will see it and they'll see me. They'll come to my page and then not ask me for to be a friend as well. So it's like a little bit of, I guess, advertising. I didn't look at it that way to begin with, but that's kind of what it's turned out to be.
How many of the new friend requests are live, do you think? I mean, real.
They're real. I've been real careful.
Just to make certain somebody doesn't sneak in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I've been really careful. That's why it takes me so long to accept the friends. And I told Sam, I said, I've been here all day just accepting friend requests.
Yeah.
And
Laurie,
because I have to go in. Huh?
Go ahead.
Because I have to go in and look at their page and make sure it's a real page.
They're legitimate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that they've been there for a while. I've got probably 98 sitting in my friend's request thing right now that I haven't accepted because they have like one mutual friend or whatever, and I want to be careful. Cautious. Yeah. Careful. Yeah, very careful.
Guarded.
So, yeah. Yeah. And I've got a lot of new people that have come on board. This all has to do with the stalking case that's been going on for about 15 months now. I've been being stalked, and it's gotten crazy, dangerous situation going on. So that's why whenever I go in to accept people, I have to make sure.
Well, Lori's got a question for you. She wants to know if you're going to send her a signed copy of the books.
I think we should.
I'd rather go over there and take them to her myself and in do person, some books on
that would be cool.
Uh-huh.
And do some stuff over there. So,
but we'll get one off.
Yeah. Well, I think you both better what's the word I'm looking for? You better hone up on your Scottish listening skills, because listening to the Scots over there. The thick Scottish accent over there, they can be difficult to listen to and understand if you're not used to them. But I've been used to them for over 4 years now. So
I love that bit that Robin Williams did on Broadway. If you ever want an adventure in linguistics, go drinking with a drunk Scotsman.
Drunk Scot. And the man that played Scotty on the original Star Trek, that was not a honest depiction of a Scottish accent either.
He did a good job, though. It was okay.
Yeah.
He's an actor. What do you expect?
Yeah.
That's what actors do.
Well, Laurie also said you're going to have to do a show while you're over there.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you can arrange it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm hoping to get some book signings over here going now that things have picked up a little bit. Actually, things have picked up a lot. So I'm hoping to get some book signings going over here, especially with Halloween so close.
Mm-hmm.
Get out and do some. I'll start local, though. I'll start in East Tennessee.
Basically start over like we did before.
Yeah.
Start local and just basically start from scratch after the last year and a half of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I'm doing. I'm starting over from scratch, which it kind of sucks, but it's taken off pretty quick. And
we'll get it done.
Yeah, I'll get it done. I'll have Bud Light go back out with me whenever I go. They're really good in East Tennessee about doing that.
Even though this banner doesn't say Bud Light.
Yeah, this banner, what is the?
Barnstormer Red Irish Ale. It's a local brewery, but it was still by the same distributor, which is Bud Light. They just wanted to push that particular brand that night. But the neat thing of it is it's a 3-foot by 5-foot banner. It's huge. It's a memento. We've got it on the living room wall here. And it's double-sided. It's got the brass grommets. Same thing on the backside. And it was so cool to walk into Dick's Last Resort up in Gatlinburg for a book signing and see that hanging from the ceiling. It was a pretty cool night. A lot of fun.
I couldn't believe my eyes when I walked in and that was there. And that was a really good night. They had everything laid out for me. It was pretty impressive. It's always good whenever you go to do a book signing and you got someone like Bud Light that goes out of their way to actually do banners and posters and stuff. We were downtown
Real quick, Stephen, you've been to Dick's Last Resort in Chicago with us. Was it fun?
Yes, it was.
We had a blast, didn't we?
Absolutely.
And that's all we're trying to do is go out, have fun, you know, make a little money, of course, but you know, go out and have some fun and it's just tragic when other people have to, you know, be jealous of that and try to rain on her parade. It's my story and I'm sticking to it.
I think that's a whole indictment. I think that's the whole entire psychological things that happen to people when they get butt hurt. They, I don't know, maybe a lot of people have been given so much their entire lives that they, you know, they don't know how to, don't know how to take it.
Right. Well, and the thing of it is, it's not just a matter of butt hurt either, because just recently in the last couple of days, there's been yet again, someone new come in and, you know, envy is one of the seven deadlies, you know, and, you know, he decided to come in and say, hey, how unprofessional is this, that, and the other thing? And it's kind of like, based on what? And this person, professional, what?
He came in and he's apparently an author and came in and sent me a friend request and went to my pictures and says, well, this looks trashy. An author shouldn't be posting these kind of pictures of herself and whatever. So I didn't know there was a rule. I mean, if there was a rule, whenever you go out and do book signings, I would never have went to pubs. I would have never have gotten Bud Light. I would have never have gotten Dick's Last Resort to take me on and do everything I've done. So if you stick by the rules and you just go to libraries and you go to bookstores and stuff like that, there's no new openings for you to reach out and try to grab. I mean, I had two Bud Light reps show up in Brandon, Florida when I was out there. And they sat down with me and they said, this is really cool because Bud Light has never, that they know of, and I've had other people tell me the same thing, Bud Light has never gone out with an author and done videos and stuff like that for him. Well, not videos, posters and banners and all that stuff. So
one of the events managers at a local establishment here in the area had said point blank that Budweiser, Bud Light, has never put their name on the same. They've never promoted someone like this before.
Yeah. So to, I mean, and I'm
so breaking the rules.
Yeah, I'm breaking the rules, and that's good. You know, there are no rules whenever you are.
When it comes to Tressa, there's no rules.
So yeah, this guy came in and said, "Oh, your photos are trashy. You shouldn't be taking those kinds of pictures. What kind of books are you selling?" And yeah, that's, you know, and he had posted it on his Facebook page, and there was like 50 something comments in there about me and my pictures. And he finally takes it down. His friends come in and go, "Oh, we love your writing. You don't have to do stupid stuff like that to get known.
Check
this
out."
Don't say where he works.
No. I was going to say, you know, back in the day, you know, when Bush was president and this, that, and the other thing, don't want to go political of any which way.
Which one?
But it's just a matter of, you know, when Bush was president and you were a Bush supporter, it was hard to be a Bush supporter because it was so easy to jump on the Bush bashing bandwagon. You know,
Paul
Rubin.
Just because he was a doofus doesn't mean you had to slam him, huh?
Right. But it's just, it's so much easier to jump on the Bush or any bashing bandwagon. I mean, somebody wants to rip on this, that, and the other thing. It's so much easier to trash. You know, it's so much easier to tear somebody else down just to build yourself up. And here's the point.
There's entire psychological fields that built around that topic.
And so here it was, everybody was jumping on the bashing bandwagon with this idiot. And then here's the thing. This was the motivation for this idiot, was because he no more than got a whole bunch of attention, people jumping on the bashing bandwagon, and then he turned it and said, "Well, hey, you know, I can offer you a free can of Coke with my book cover printed on it." Crickets. Crickets. I mean, he was doing nothing as a ploy but to jump on her coattails to try to build some attention on his Facebook page, and then as soon as he turned it, back to himself, everybody went away.
Yeah.
He posted previews of his books and stuff. He got like one like, and just no one came in and even commented. And I'm like, well, you're 20 minutes of
15 minutes of fame. 15 over. Minutes of fame.
Well, Tressa, Loria said she's glad to hear you back on the radio and glad you've done the photo shoots.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I haven't done a photo shoot yet. I'm going to.
We got to get Renato.
Those are older photo shoots you're talking about, right?
Huh?
Older photo shoots?
No, I got to schedule a new one. All the pictures that I've been putting up over the past couple of days have been pictures I've been taking, like going live on Facebook. I'll do a few photos and then post those. Yeah, I do. I do like a lot of selfies, and I'll put those up. But
and not one selfie in the bathroom mirror.
Man. So yeah, I am. Those photos that I've been putting out, those are. Those are all pictures I take with my camera whenever I'm out or whatever, you know, doing stuff, because I kind of found out, and Sam said this too, that I probably get more response.
More attention to her natural, unprofessional selfie every day. She gets as much, if not more, attention on those pictures than she does her professional pics that she's done before with a professional photographer.
Right, right.
And, you know, it just, bottom line is, it comes down to it, that the camera just loves her. And
and she loves the camera.
Yeah, and she doesn't take a bad pic.
Oh, I do, trust me.
All right, so those aren't published.
Those aren't published. I remember the last big photo shoot I did, I was like 12, 14 hours doing a photo shoot. My photographer at the time, we was at a hotel. He rented a hotel. And he was sitting there taking photos of me, and I was just so tired. I couldn't even, you know, my eyes were red. And he's looking at me, and I'm just sitting there like trying to get these pictures out. And he's like, okay, it's time to quit. Because these aren't turning out good because I was so tired. So he even knew then to quit. So, yeah, there's plenty of them that don't turn out, either the lighting or whatever.
But the selfies take, what, a split second? I mean, so it's just straight serendipitous on the spot. I mean, she's taking selfie pics of herself in the car, here at home, elsewhere. And some of those pictures turn out so incredibly well. And it's kind of cool. And then for people to come in and say how they're photoshopped, it's like, it's a damn selfie, for God's sake. Who's gonna photoshop a selfie?
Right.
I've had people say that, because I'll make some of them like black and white, just to change them up a little bit, you know. I'll do like a black and white picture, or what is it called when they make it look old-timey? I forget the old-timey name of it. But yeah, so
nostalgia.
So getting back out is a good thing. I'm having a great welcome. People are coming in, giving me a lot of attention. They're glad I'm back. I did, and talk about unprofessional, Stephen. People saying I'm unprofessional. Think about what some of these people think when I go back out to Dick's Last Resort and I start posting on my my Facebook page, Tressa Loves Dick. And then Dick's Last Resort to come in and say, well, Dick loves
Tressa.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
How's that for a pun?
Yeah.
So we kind of run with that. And then I do the huggies for my juggies. I don't even know how that started. Yeah. I don't even know how that started. One day I was signing off of Facebook. I was going to sleep. And
had a cocktail or two.
And I was just joking around, and I just said, okay, good night, everyone, huggies for my juggies. Well, the next morning I wake up, I've got women in there and guys going, huggies for my juggies.
Everybody's just...
And everyone thought that was kind of funny and cute. And I've actually had people ask me to sign books and pictures, huggies for my juggies.
So we're going to do t-shirts.
Right.
So, yes, we're doing t-shirts. T-shirts are going to be pink. They're going to have for guys and girls. And it's going to have huggies for my juggies, and it'll have my website underneath it too. So, haven't got that up and going yet. And there's a few other things that I'm working on to get in the store. So I'll have the store on Facebook, and then I'll have the store on my website, TressaGraves.com. Once that's up, we had it up one time before, had some setbacks, things didn't work out the way I wanted them to, and just changing everything up. So it'll be better this time around. So that'll be probably Monday of not this week, but the following week. So about 2 weeks, and the website will be up and running again. And that's when the contest for the videos end. Anyone who's interested, they can go over on my Facebook page and read it and send me videos that you do. You can send them to my email. I'll put all that information up, or you could just send them through Facebook IM. If you do a video, only make it about 30 seconds or whatever, and send it over to me, and we'll have a winner the day before the website goes up, and I'll let everyone know the deadline.
Have you gained more confidence about this upcoming photo shoot that you need to schedule? Lori said you weren't really confident about it when she spoke to you on the show back last year, before, whatever it was.
Yeah. No, I wasn't, but now I am very I'm very confident with it, and it's just all in scheduling. I just gotta schedule it and get it going. What? So I just gotta schedule it and get it going. But I'm ready for it. I can't wait. Ask Sam. Even today I was joking around. I posted, "Oh, Diva decided to go live," and Sam's like, "Don't post that." And I'm
Diva
like,
decided
hey,
no. to do a video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I called you just before the show there, and I told you that I was almost I almost put that into the email list, but I didn't.
And then I had a Diva moment before the show started because I couldn't get my lighting right on the for the show here, and
oh, she was mad.
I had like a pouting Diva moment there for a few minutes.
The lighting
sucked. It still sucks. I'm not happy with it, but we're gonna go with it anyway.
So. Oh, it's fine. It really is fine.
But yep, I've been posting book trailers to The Lady in the Backyard, Sawgrass Footpath, and 50 Shades of Graves. I haven't got any book trailers up on that yet. I've been talking to Philly. I've been talking to Steven about putting something together with that. So by the time the website's up, we should have some book trailers out on 50 Shades as well.
That's good.
Yeah, we need a little bit advertising for that. And I'm also working on the Stalking of Tressa Graves. Sam's finishing like the last paragraph of a chapter.
First chapter.
Yeah.
First chapter.
And it's been pretty hard getting through that, but
it is a challenge. I mean, because and I shared this with her earlier today, when she's writing fictional stuff, you know, she has an idea where the story is supposed to go, and she can get her thoughts down relatively clear and straightforward. This here being nonfiction, and she's just putting down in the computer what she remembers as she remembers it, and it's like it's everywhere. And to try to create a coherent thought, it's a matter of kind of like, okay, need to cut this, paste that there, and
some of the stuff I go back and I look at it because it's been 15 months of nonstop, so I'll sit down and write what I remember, and then he'll look at it and he'll go, "What did you forget? You know, about this and this and this happened about the same time."
Yeah, there were things that I said, "Hey, you forgot about this. You need to put this in." Next thing you know, there's four or five fresh paragraphs that she's like popped in there.
Right.
And so it's going to be a long, arduous work in progress.
Well, certainly it is. It's probably going to take a whole year. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna put any spoilers out there, but you're gonna need every bit of that time because there is a trip coming up. Speaking of trips, have you been working on your passports yet? Or
I've got to. I still have time.
We have the applications.
Yeah, I have the applications. Just haven't done anything with that yet, but I still have time to do it. We'll probably get that done. I'll probably go get my passport in maybe next month or so. There's been other things I've been having to deal with you know, over the past few weeks here now. And
next upcoming couple of days.
Yeah, we've got something happening next couple of days with this case. And
it's mind numbing. It really is. It's mind numbing. It's rubbish.
Psychotic and unreal.
Yeah. I mean, I had told everyone before, I did not want to do a book based off this. I just wanted to basically forget it and move on, maybe.
What? And not take advantage of this cash cow you're going to have? Then you can be the real diva.
So you got to write it. You got to write it.
Yeah. And the only reason I went on and decided to write it is because the police kind of encouraged that. Especially the FBI.
Uh-huh.
I had some big support with the FBI here in Knox County. The Sheriff's Department has really supported me on this. So that's pretty cool.
Have you had a chance to meet that FBI agent?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. She says he's very distinguished.
Oh, means you don't have a...
book. I mean, I've already got some of that written out, and I said, well, I'm not going to say his name or anything, but I said, very distinguished looking.
Very distinguished.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
Oh, my.
He's very sweet man, takes a lot of time out to talk to me. He's called me after hours to try and calm me down.
Very supportive, very helpful. Yeah,
very supportive, very helpful. Knox County, the same thing. I've had police sergeants show up at my home. And when they show up, it's usually like two or three officers that show up, and they'll sit outside, and they take a lot of time with me.
Yeah, last time we had a Knoxville, a Knox County sheriff's deputy was here. I think he camped out for like 45 minutes just having a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just some, and we learned some things too from him, and some really good information. And
they try to sit there and walk me through things of what I need to do. And they just take a lot of time out to sit and talk to me and make sure I'm calm whenever they leave, and, you know, and to know that they're here for me. And like with writing the book, The Stalking of Tressa Graves, I'm having to go all the way back to the very beginning. And going back to the beginning, it's kind of hard for me to get all my thoughts together because I am still documenting stuff that's going on right now. So I have what did we say, 5,000 screenshots?
Way more than that, I'm sure.
Or you know, way more.
Probably like 8,000 or 9,000. I don't know.
Yeah.
In her phone and my phone, I'm sure there's a lot of duplications, but still, there's been such an incredible amount.
Well, and then we've filled up, I think we've got 4 Google Drives, Outlook, I think it's called Dropbox.
Are you gonna have to get external hard drives to put all this stuff on, or?
I told her, I said, all these screenshots and whatnot, I mean, she could have like a companion picture book to go with this.
Probably will. And the good thing about this is, you know, I didn't want to do the book. I wanted to forget it, but I am talking with some big companies about picking up on this. So I'm excited about that. Everyone's interested in this. They're like, this is something they've never heard before, you know, happening.
The one gentleman, he's pumping her up. He's kind of like, number one bestseller, baby.
He's from a very big studio. And I was talking to him a couple of days ago, and he says, you got a number one bestseller, baby. And I was like,
he's been a lot of fun with us. Uh-huh.
So he's encouraging me and everything, but that's still going to be a ways down the road. So right now I've got my other books up that we're advertising, getting, you know, wanting to get those back out there. And like I said, just start booking for some signings.
Starting fresh.
And get out and, you know, oh, and of course, when I go out now, things are changing. because I have to have a bodyguard to go with me. Steven, you've got, you carry, so you'll be there with me.
I've got the concealed carry now, and it's good for 37 states. So, well,
just going to ask.
I mean, we can. The Michigan, yeah, the Michigan concealed carry is good for 37 states. So, yeah.
How is it Chicago?
I know. Illinois happens to not be one of them states, but, you know, I can always apply for, I can always apply for a CCL over there too, but.
Yeah.
Well, we've got other options too for Chicago and stuff, Illinois, because I do want to go back there. People have been very supportive. A lot of friend requests that have come in have been from Illinois.
Yeah. Tasers and pepper spray, right?
Yep. And that's what JJ, you know, had said that he would do. He has other means, especially with Taser. Everything he does, he gets police, you know, quality of what they use, because he used to be on the force, military.
Well,
so,
yeah. Well, yeah, he was also, I mean, JJ was a police officer and he's also military, and Sam's a former bouncer, and you know, I was a decent wrestler in school, so I think between three of us we can handle someone.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. I'll be a little nervous maybe getting out. Who knows? I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen. When I get out, it might be business as usual. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So far, getting back out online, making my parents, you know, public again, I was terrified to do that. Sam knows, Steven, you know, I was really scared to do it. And now that I've gotten back out there, I see that everyone's very welcoming. Everyone's glad to have me back. I get all these notifications from Facebook, even Facebook coming in and saying, wow, you've posted this, you've posted that, and, you know, you're getting attention. Because every time I post, people are just, like, pouring in and talking to me and stuff. And I'll probably go live on Facebook again today and maybe just talk about the new contest that's up and everything. So, Steven, I need you to do a video for me, too. I need you in those Speedos out in Florida.
What? Excuse me? I don't have Speedos. What do you need a video of for me?
Well, Steve, like the contest I was running. I'm just messing with you.
Steve-O don't do Speedo.
Right.
I know. That's why I said it, because you told me, you know, whenever you go to Florida with me, well, there's no way you're getting out. And
I'm just gonna have to have some sort of a portable box that has a air conditioner in it, so I won't be outside. I'll just be in the box.
Maybe we'll go to Florida when it's a little cooler.
Well, I'm not gonna worry about it, because I'm actually gonna go to Vegas in August, the hottest part of the year and the hottest part of the country. It's only gonna be 115 degrees. Yeah, the pool league. Well, we're actually going to be out there through the 9th, from the 9th to the 14th. So that's going to be quite an experience. I've been out there many, many times, but, you know, it's still hot.
I might have to give you some cards of mine, take them out there and help advertise me in Vegas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll whore you out while you're out there. Perfect spot to do that.
Whore me out, huh? The radio.
Yeah, I'm not normal, so.
Radio penis in Vegas, huh?
Exactly. You've already got half of it going on. Why not just go the rest of the way with it?
Yeah. Well, guys, it's been fun. It's been about 35 minutes so far.
Yep, that's fine. Wanted to do at least 30. We did. If you can, Steven, put up the links that I sent in, some of the pictures and stuff, and let people go over and check out the books.
All right.
All right. See you later.
Have a good day over there.
Thank you, Steven.
Bye.
All right, guys. I'm going to put a song on and do some other things. Let me see what I can find here. This one's good enough. I like this one. Be back in a few minutes, everyone.